It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Is Amazon about to do to TVs what it did to bookstores? A published report says Amazon, the online retailer, is coming out with its own box to attach to TVs. Business Week says this would compete with Apple TV, Roku, and possibly with cable and satellite companies. Already, when folks can't find the film they want to stream on Netflix, they often turn to an existing Amazon app to pay to rent by the movie. Marketplace's tech reporter, Queena Kim.
Amazon's been really beefing up their home entertainment offerings, and that TV set is the last screen that nobody's dominated. Apple's going after it. Google has been going after it. I guess it's no surprise that there are these rumors that Amazon is going to try to make a play for it, too.
It's not clear yet if an Amazon TV box will also include extra apps to watch channels such as Major League Baseball or Netflix.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to nearly 400 international companies at powerofideas.org.
From Britain comes the story of the 4-year-old whose parents took her in for therapy when she became, quote, distressed and inconsolable without her iPad. Research about the early childhood effects of tech is ongoing, but it's an issue that parents have to deal with in the here and now. Regular contributor Janelle Burley-Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five who helps us explore how to behave with tech. Hello, Janelle.
Hello.
So you've run into this?
I absolutely have. There are 7 people living in our house, and we have 1 iPad. So you can imagine the sibling debates that take place around this. But in particular, my youngest, who we call the iPad Queen, she is 5, but since we've had the iPad, she has always had a particular passion and love, I'll call it an obsession even, with the iPad.
What does she do with it?
She loves to listen to music on it. She loves to play on some of the PBS games, the app we have there. And she mainly loves to have possession of it. It's very important to her.
But then the time comes for someone else to use it, and what happens?
Full-on tantrums. And what I was noticing, it's kind of like the child wanting the candy or the snack or the dessert. And so I had to take some real action, and we just made this firm policy here that nobody uses the iPad, no matter what age, whether they're the 13-year-old all the way down to my 5-year-old, uses it during the week because it was causing so much sibling trouble. And then even when the big kids were at school, my little preschooler was asking for it around the clock. So now it's on top of the fridge.
So your solution has been pretty much to take the iPad away because the reactions have been counterproductive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not alone because of all the parents I talk to. They say removing the devices when it's firm, when there is no room for negotiation, when there's no argument or discussion, or, you know, if they do some extra whining, someone will give in. When it's firm, they stop asking for it, and it kind of takes out this bone of contention between the kids and whose turn and whose time is up and, you know, can I play it again or I just need a few more minutes. It erased. It actually made my life much easier.
I remember my folks saying that we wouldn't have a television one summer, and I recall rolling around the floor, gnashing my teeth for several days, and they relented.
They did. See, now you felt powerful, right? You saw how powerful you are.
Yeah, sadly, I was 34 years old at the time. But Janelle Burley-Hoffman also teaches parenting workshops in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Janelle, thanks.
Thank you.
We need a better term for this, but the Brits call it throwing an iPad-y, a toddler's tantrum when the iPad is taken away. That only works if you know that throwing a wobbly is a term over there for completely losing it. Pass on your suggestions for what to label a toddler tech tantrum, a triple T maybe, at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.